Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this All Saints Sunday, the first Sunday of the Kingdom season. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters, united in Christ, united in praise and worship of our Heavenly Father. Today, as we enter the Kingdom season, the final season of the Church's year, we celebrate All Saints Sunday. Today, we honour all those faithful Christians who have loved God and neighbour through the centuries, and who by their lives have passed on the Christian faith through the ages to us today, and in whose lives they leave us countless examples of godly living as we make our own pilgrimage on earth toward our heavenly home. As we come together in celebration of the communion of saints, let us open our hearts to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. For though in the sight of others they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Having been disciplined a little, they will receive great good, because God tested them and found them worthy of himself. Like gold in the furnace, he tried them, and like a sacrificial burnt offering, he accepted them. In the time of their visitation, they will shine forth and will run like sparks through the stubble. They will govern nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord will reign over them forever. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 24, the Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. For he has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Who do not lift up their souls to what is false, and do not swear deceitfully? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. They will receive blessing from the Lord, and vindication from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. A reading from the Book of Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one who is seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Come to me, all who labor and are overburdened, says the Lord, and I will give you rest. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint John. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upwards and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. My friends, today we celebrate All Saints Sunday, first Sunday of the Kingdom season, the last season of the Church's year. Over the next 4 weeks, we celebrate the kingship of Christ over creation and over our own lives. We give thanks that he has called us to live as members of his family, the communion of saints, the family of God in heaven and on earth, united in one great fellowship. Today we give thanks to God for those saints who have gone before us, those men and women who lived lives of faithful disciples, who helped to build the church on earth, and who have now received the crown of life and who continue to pray for us in heaven. Some saints lived such illustrious lives that they are remembered with their own day throughout the year. Today we remember also those other saints, countless men and women whose names are known only to God. And we all know such saints, priests, Sunday school teachers, family members, friends, neighbours, and strangers who have showed kindness to us, people who have helped encourage us along the road of faith, people in whose company we find ourselves drawing closer to God. These are the saints that we honour today. All of these men and women have helped to reveal the love of God to a waiting world. The love of God revealed to us by Jesus in our gospel reading today. He calls us by name to come to him, just as he called Lazarus from the tomb. He calls us to live in the light of his love, and to let the light of his love shine through us into the lives of those around us. The saints we honour today answered this call, and we are called to do the same. We in our time are called to play our part as full members of the communion of saints, the family of God, to follow the example of those holy men and women who have gone before us. For they understood the truth of those words from the Book of Wisdom. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. By placing our trust in him, we will understand the truth of his love for us. And in being faithful, we will in our time take our place with him and all the saints in the glory of heaven forever. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own churches, for our ministry area. That the Church will follow the example of all the saints in proclaiming the risen Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. That the leaders of the world, led by the Holy Spirit, may be united in purpose, in securing a sustainable, just and peaceful future for all your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, our friends, and our neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we be always faithful to our baptismal promises. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. And we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversaries of death fall at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. Peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn, this morning, I would like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellyger, for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very happy, peaceful, and safe and healthy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. In the meantime, if there is anything that we can do for you, please do not hesitate to get in touch with us. The Lord be with you. God give you grace to follow his saints in faith, hope, and love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Beneath thy content. takes me on from there. They stand those walls of Zion, all jubilant with song, and bright with many an angel, and all the princes ever with them. The daylight is serene, the pastures of the blessed are decked in glorious sheen. There is the throne of them that triumph, the song of them that feast, and they who with their leader have conquered in the fight forever and forever are clad in sweet and blessed country, the home of God's elect. Oh, sweet and blessed country, that eager hearts expect. Jesus in mercy bring us to Spirit.